This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. Sweet
dreams are made of. All right, let's move quick through more of your great calls. I've been trying to go to more calls. I've been doing a little bit better job, but you got my commitment. Tomorrow, I'm going to take at least 2 hours of calls. More calls coming up during the War Room with Owen Schroyer. More calls coming up during Firepower with the great crew there. I want to go to Kevin and a few others. I want to get jammed in here really quickly here. Brad in PA, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for all your great products.
Thank you.
Love the toothpaste. Can't wait to try that new toothpaste that your dad developed.
Thank you.
And thanks for humanizing everything, because you do a great job of that. I mean, you know, you've been on the air so long and done so much work, worked so hard for so long. It's just hard to believe. But great job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
I want to just say that I think the deep state, we need to throw that term out and just say CIA, because I think they're running everything.
They are.
They're trying to run Trump out of the office. They're running all the shenanigans with the elections, probably, I'm guessing. And, you know, it's as brave
and it's just a bunch of corrupt bureaucrats. It's not James Bond. It's a bunch of hunchbacks like Brennan and Clapper and this wimpy little, you know, libturd Sierra Mella. What a joke. These people are pathetic. They're a bunch of Ed Bucks. They all dress up little outfits and do rituals and a bunch of sick freaks.
They must all be compromised, obviously, because they just push their buttons and they get these people up on fake charges. I can't believe Roger Stone will be convicted. They've got nothing on him. They take Biden, who is caught on the Council of Foreign Relations, bragging about the Ukraine and what he did, and then now Trump's going to be impeached. I mean, this is upside down world. It's unbelievable.
You're absolutely right, sir. What do you think about the Kentucky situation? I saw that's why you called.
Yeah, well, that was another thing. I mean, I was watching the returns come in that night, and I saw that the Kentucky governor was ahead, and I'm like, I know what's going to happen. I know they're going to say he lost, and it's going to be close. And that's exactly what they did. And of course, I knew there was going to be shenanigans. And you definitely need to get Bev Harris on.
And they do it close, because if they steal it big, there's more fake votes to be found. That's why they only stole it by 5,000.
And it's not unlike assassinations. And I'm just throwing that out there, because you kill President Kennedy, you kill Bobby Kennedy, you kill Martin Luther King, you steal an election. It's all, once it's done, what can you do? They're just going like, hey, there's nothing wrong here, nothing to see, move along. And that's
exactly what they do. God bless you. Amazing callers. And I went to them late. I feel bad. I'm not going to be able to get to all these. I'm trying to get to Wild, Eli, and a few others. Let's go to the caller in Ohio. I think it's Eli. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, so a couple things I wanted to talk about. Number one is the saturation of information. It seems like in the last 3 years, things have just accelerated to the point where you can't even keep up with everything. And they're using that as cover. When they come out with one thing, it's the parlor trick. While the magician is using his left hand to dazzle you, you're ignoring what his right hand's doing. And of course, what his right hand's doing is, you know, more of this crap with the
P and the three right. Cups game, and that's why they hate InfoWars, is we laser beam in on what they're really doing.
Well, it's what people are willing to accept. It's how far can you push the Overton window before you dial back and say, okay, well, this is we were a little off base here with Beto O'Rourke and saying, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. And now they're going to dial it back and say, well, we're just going to ask for magazine limitations or ban certain semi-autos and things like that. What I really think they're trying to cover up right now is the fact that if Donald Trump gets to 2020 and he wins the election, which we all know if he makes it that far and they don't impeach him, He will. That's the whole reason why they're running this whole...
Oh, they're in trouble. Paul Watson's about to take over about the huge rebellion in Europe against the globalists. They're in trouble, but the fight's very, very real and very, very intense. I'm sorry to Kevin. I'm sorry to Wild. Thank you, sir. Call me back tomorrow. I'll go to the head of the line, guys. Love you. Paul Watson takes over from England, and then the war room with Owen Schroyer is coming up, and then at 7 o'clock, Firepower, Will Johnson, Tom Pepper. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
From Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to the press conference. I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. I think it was about 6 hours. I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. And the prosecutor's not fired. You're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
From London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
November 14th edition of the show. And I just got back from Poland, spent most of the week in Poland, having traveled there from Budapest, Hungary, last week to attend the Polish Independence Day March of 2019. This is the big patriotic march to celebrate Poland's independence. From back in 1918, of course, Poland ceased to exist as a country for about, I think it was about 123 years before that. So we got to march with the apparent extremist far right, as the media has denounced and decried them for years and years and years. Turns out they're not actually that extremist, that far right at all. It was mainly, from what I saw, patriotic families fighting for the future of their country, fighting to avoid the same fate as Western countries in terms of the revolt against globalism. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Europe in general. We've got massive problems with grenade attacks in Sweden. We've got more terror attacks in France. We have a situation in the Netherlands where the Islamic call to prayer is now being blasted out. People are revolting against that. The Vox Party in Spain, the populist party, is more successful than ever before. So we've really got a lot of positive news today regarding the revolt in Europe against globalism. But we spent about 4 days in Warsaw, Poland this week, not only marching on the Independence March, but meeting with members of parliament. We actually got to visit, were shown around the Polish parliament yesterday, because there's a new federation, there's a new coalition of populist right-wing parties that in the recent Polish election, which took place, I think, as recently as last week, won 11 seats in parliament, and now they are going to be able to push back against the more centrist conservative party in Poland, the ruling party. They call it the nationalist party, but it seems to be getting less nationalist and more globalist by the day, similar to the conservative party in Britain, which of course led to the creation beforehand of UKIP as a more populist pressure party, and then the Brexit party with Nigel Farage. So we have a lot of similarities taking place in Poland. We got to meet Janusz Korwin-Mikke, who of course became a very controversial figure last year when he did a UK TV interview. He had his opinions, his thoughts completely misrepresented. We got to meet him. We got to meet Krzysztof Bozak, who is also a newly elected Member of Parliament in Poland as part of this they call right-wing coalition. And of course, we got to meet Grzegorz Braun, who is also a Member of Parliament. So big things happening in Poland, and they were very hospitable, very interested to work with the media world, the online world coming out of the United Kingdom and the United States. So many exciting projects planned for that. But to just give you an idea of how this has been misrepresented by the media, this is their National Independence Day. They have a march every year to celebrate Poland, to celebrate patriotism, to celebrate families, a form of resistance against the globalism, the cultural impositions that are being foisted on the West in many other countries. And how does the media portray it? We have a headline out of Vice: bigotry and fear filled Warsaw streets on Polish Independence Day. Really, I was right in the middle of it, marched with them for about 5 hours, didn't see much bigotry, certainly didn't feel any fear whatsoever. It says on Monday, a crowd of thousands celebrated the national holiday by taking aim at Jewish people, Islam, abortion, and the LGBT community. Now, to get this right, there are 150,000 people on the streets. The vast, vast majority of them were just patriotic, family-loving, country-loving Poles. Were there tiny pockets of actual right-wing extremists wearing Nazi memorabilia and things like that? Yes, but in comparison to the vast majority, it was minuscule, absolutely minuscule. And many of these Poles carrying banners were carrying banners that said they were against fascism, they were against communism, they were for Poland, for the territorial sovereignty, and against the European Union. That's why they're being attacked by the media. The article says, in recent years, Poland's Independence Day celebrations on the 11th of November have increasingly become a show of far-right extremism. Again, I did not see with my own eyes any far-right extremism whatsoever. This year's edition was no different, with the largest events again organized by extreme right-wing and nationalist groups. Recently, Polish voters reinstated the Law and Justice Party. That is the mainstream nationalist party. They call it nationalist, but it's really centrist, whose campaign was largely based on protecting Polish values by furiously attacking LGBT minorities. Goes on to say the gathering in the center of Warsaw kicked off with a prayer. God forbid, because, of course, this is an overwhelmingly Catholic country. The media absolutely hates that. Before organizers address the crowd. From the podium, Robert Bakowicz, head of the Independence March Association, and a former district head of the far-right National Radical Camp, said there is no Polishness without Catholicism. How dare he? Before making anti-Semitic claims. From what I heard from the translation, no doubt anti-Semitic claims. There is an issue in Poland, which is a lot of countries in Europe have this issue, whereby Jewish people who have inheritance and no family to pass it on to, certain lobby groups within Poland are trying to get that money sent to Israel, but Polish people want the money to stay within the country. Is that anti-Semitic, or is that merely protecting the interests of your own country? We met members of the Warsaw Resistance Uprising, a 90-year-old woman who was a member of that. Was she a neo-Nazi too? We met people carrying banners with the swastika crossed out saying they were against fascism. And here's Vice demonizing them as neo-Nazis. The article continues, the crowd's hateful chants took aim at a range of perceived enemies, from communists, leftists, and Muslims to the LGBT community. Well, no, what they were chanting about mainly is the fact that Poland the main party in Poland, the ruling party, has introduced a law which basically says you can't propagandize sexually, or you can't encourage children to have sex. It's an anti-pedophilia law. The European Union is now railing against that. Apparently to oppose that is to attack the LGBT community. I think honest people within the LGBT community will really want their movement, their rights, or what they represent linked with pedophilia, which is what this Polish law actually tackles. And I'm going to get into that on the other side. But the article continues, at one point, a group of counter protesters from the anti-fascist group Citizens of Poland attempted to block the march, didn't see them, basically saw no counter protest whatsoever in the area that I was in. Again, 150,000 people marched. Later, a guest of the organizers, a discredited American psychologist Paul Cameron, told the crowd, brave Poles saved Europe from Islam, now they will save it from the deadly LGBT invasion. Yes, there was a lot of chants against LGBT because they see what's happening in America, in Sweden, in many of the European countries, with drag queen story time and this effort to impose in the culture war, not just a respect for LGBT people, not tolerance of LGBT people, but actual sexualization of children, and that's part of what they were marching against. We're going to get back into it more on the other side. Breaking news.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
So Vice magazine and much of the mainstream media demonized the Polish Independence Day march by calling it, in their words, a display of bigotry and fear. I was there amongst the 150,000 marchers in Warsaw, did not see much evidence whatsoever of bigotry and fear. I just saw a huge mass of people, families, young and old, celebrating their country and embracing its true ideals, celebrating Catholicism, their faith. Huge banners of Jesus Christ everywhere, people dressed up in military gear, again to celebrate Poland's independence and reformation as a country, which didn't exist for over 100 years before that. But of course, what does Vice show in their photos? They show, scary weapons being carried by men in military uniforms. Yes, it's a celebration of Poland's military history. What do you expect? You know, there were hussars on horseback. It was really good. The energy was great. People flying flares. People really united, bonded together in love of patriotism and opposition to globalism. They carried anti-EU flags. They carried a flag of Poland throughout the whole march, which looked like it basically went on for a mile. You were watching it at the end of the march as the people carrying the flag marched through the field, which was the site of the end of the march, and it literally went on for about half an hour, this flag going through the field with no signs of it ending. So an absolutely fantastic few days in Poland, met a lot of great people there who were fans of Alex Jones, fans of InfoWars, fans of what we do. We had a great meetup afterwards, and then of course we were lucky enough to get a tour of the Polish Parliament from members of the new coalition, the new federation, they call it, of populist, quote, right-wing groups that have now been elected to parliament. They've got 12 seats in parliament. And one of the issues they're going to be pushing, having seen what's happened in the West, in America, in many European countries with this drag queen story time, with the increasing effort to make sexual education in schools applicable to younger and younger children. In the UK now, in some schools, children as young as 5 are being pushed, having forms of sexual education pushed on them. Polish people, Poland in general, despite the fact that in comparison to countries like Sweden, which they see recently granted the equivalent of $175,000 to directly from the government fund drag queen shows for children, they're using the inheritance money from people who don't have family, don't have anyone to pass it on to, basically stealing that money for the purposes of propagandizing LGBT propaganda, sexualization of children. That's happening in Sweden. Polish people are absolutely dead set on not allowing that kind of propaganda to infiltrate their own country, which is why we have this policy being pushed in Poland by the new coalition parliamentarians, and there's a headline out of Reuters. Polish lawmakers vote for bill criminalizing promoting underage sex. Again, how dare they promote a piece of legislation that discourages pedophilia? How dare they? Polish lawmakers on Wednesday voted in favor of a bill to criminalize the promotion. This is a direct quote from the bill. the promotion of underage sexual activity in a move seen by some as a government effort to court conservative support, which outraged liberals who say the bill aims to ban sex education. It doesn't seek to do that. In fact, there's a quote from the bill directly in this second article, which is out of Euronews. It says, MEPs vote to condemn Poland's anti-sex education bill. So members of the European Parliament, globalist members of the European Parliament, have voted to condemn a bill in Poland which they believe will criminalise sex education in schools. This is what the actual text of the bill says. Anyone who promotes or approves sexual intercourse or other sexual activity by a minor, keyword there being minor, a child, in connection with performing the position, occupation, or performing activities related to upbringing, education, healthcare, or care of minors, or operating on school premises, is liable to imprisonment up to 3 years. So they literally just wrote a bill that says you can't encourage children to have sex illegally with pedophiles, and now members of the European Parliament have voted to condemn it. The Polish government insists this legislation is to protect vulnerable children from pedophilia. This paragraph under the header, Stop Pedophilia, this law doesn't speak about any education issues. It only prohibits promoting pedophilia, Polish MEP Beata Kemper insists. However, MEPs, globalist MEPs of the European Union, disagreed. And in fact, they voted 471 in favor and only 128 against condemning a bill which solely discourages promoting pedophilia in schools. Is it any wonder why more and more Polish people are out on the streets talking about not wanting this LGBT agenda pushed on their school children, when in many cases it's characterized as actually promoting pedophilia, as we've seen with the drag queen story time, several members of which, these drag queens, were not getting background checks, were being allowed around children, and in a couple of cases in Houston, as we covered, were actual child sex offenders, actual pedophiles, being allowed into libraries and schools to talk to children about their lifestyles. Polish people are out on the street saying, no, we don't want to be like that. We don't want to be like Sweden. We don't want to be like the UK, where kids as young as five are being taught about sex education. Now they're being demonized as racists, bigots, and right-wing extremists. And MEPs are voting to condemn it. Absolutely incredible. But just the sheer energy, the sheer authenticity of what I saw in Warsaw was very, very uplifting. And that's the thing. You just don't see that in the UK. In the UK, there have been cases where people who simply try to fly the British flag on their own property get threatening letters from local government telling them to take it down because it could offend minorities and other people who live in the area. And then if they don't take the flag down, the flag of their own country, which is being flown on their own property, in some cases, other residents nearby tear it down. So yes, Poland sees what's happening in Europe. They see themselves as the vanguard of a new revolt against globalism. And many young people at this march, by being involved in this, by being so patriotic, wanting to protect their country, you know, living lives of authenticity and meaning. This is the thing. This is the same thing I saw in Hong Kong. In the West, we're beset by nihilism, atomized societies where people don't even talk to each other anymore, don't even talk to their neighbors. They're told that they should be ashamed of their country, ashamed of their history, ashamed of their skin color. But in places like Poland, that backlash is really starting to brew. And we've seen it in Hungary and other places as well. So we're going to go back to Poland, it looks like, you know, in 4 or 5 months' time, and really talk to more of these MPs and try to help them get the message out, try to rally around this populist, patriotic message that seeks to restore faith, family, and reason in a clown world, which has now come to the point where literally, as I said before, in Sweden, they're taking the money, the inheritance money from their own citizens, and directly funding through government programs, drag queen story time, where these drag queens, many of them not background checked to be around children, are literally being allowed to propagandize their increasingly bizarre lifestyles to our children. Poland is rejecting that in droves. Don't go.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern ball reveres. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back on the show. And before we get into more news out of Europe, including what's happening in Sweden, I want to tell you about the great Black Friday specials, which have already arrived over at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we're not funded by giant fat checks from George Soros. We don't take ads from giant pharmaceutical companies like CNN and other mainstream media networks were funded purely, solely by you getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And now it has never been a better time. We're coming up to Christmas, of course, when people just often buy a bunch of tat, which their relatives, their loved ones don't want. They either throw it away or re-gift it a few weeks later. We've got up to 70% off, free shipping and double Patriot points on a ton of products at InfoWarsStore.com, including the Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste, which is available at discount. Again, you're going to buy toothpaste anyway. Why not buy it off us to support this network? We have Brain Force available at 50% off right now. The cognitive enhancement aid, it really helps your concentration when you're trying to work on things, again, without the side effects that some of these other nootropics would give you. We have bodies, the whole body support, anti-inflammatory, flexibility support, joint support available, again, for 50% off. 220 reviews, 4.9 stars. People are really loving that product. Because we got the Turbo Force Energy Drink, which is powerful beyond belief, available again for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with great user reviews. We've also got Knockout Sleep Support at the low, low price of just $14.98 at InfoWarsStore.com as part of this massive discount. Check out those products and a ton more right now. Spot the Black Friday sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support this network. Now, back in March 2017, I put out a tweet which coincided with Trump making comments about the state of criminality in Sweden, which was, of course, greatly exacerbated by the migrant crisis, the fact they took in more migrants over that two-year period than any other European country. I put out a tweet challenging journalists to go and visit, to go and film the no-go zone ghetto areas of Sweden, specifically Malmo, where before that tweet was put out, you had a camera crew from Australia go there and get physically attacked. You had soaring rapes, you had soaring violent crime. Trump pointed it out, his famous last night in Sweden comment. I challenged journalists to go out there. And then there was like an international media smear campaign against yours truly simply for telling journalists to go and do journalism. Of course, Tim Pool, a couple of weeks later, went out and was kicked out or at least forced to leave one of these no-go migrant ghettos, proving what I had said. And for the next 2 years, Sweden's violent crime rate has been soaring. Their rape statistics have been getting worse. And finally, 2 years later, 2.5 years later, the mainstream media is finally asking, with a BBC headline, Sweden's 100 explosions this year, what's going on? It took them 2.5 years to ask this question, after having demonized anyone who asked the same question for the past 2.5 years. Article reads, when three explosions took place in one night across different parts of Stockholm last month, it came as a shock to residents. There have been blasts in other city suburbs, but never on their doorstep. Swedish police are dealing with unprecedented levels of attacks targeting city centre locations too. The bomb squad was called to deal with 97 explosions in the first 9 months of this year. Now, what they like to do, apart from attack Christian churches, which is happening more and more in Sweden, is attack apartment buildings. This is mostly gang-on-gang violence, but it's gangs concentrated in these no-go ghetto areas. It's second and third generation migrants. So the category of crime, explosions, was not even logged prior to 2017. Then in 2018, there were 162 explosions, and in the past 2 months alone, the bomb squad have been called to almost 30. Grenade attacks off the charts. We've got shootings off the charts. What otherwise should be a very peaceful, crime-free Sweden. And only at the very end of the article did they actually introduce the idea that this could be related to them bringing in hundreds of thousands of migrants, which exacerbate the problem. But again, they claim that it's just socioeconomics, that it's not the newly arrived migrants, not making the obvious connection that, of course, those newly arrived migrants later go on to become second and third generation migrants. The Spectator was more honest in its article about this. They put out an article Bomb attacks are now a normal part of Swedish life. Again, this is the cultural enrichment, the diversity that Poles were out on the march, on the streets marching against. Spectator article makes the point. Normalization is a term that we've come to associate with domestic violence. The victim begins to think of abuse as part of everyday life. That classic frog boiling in the pot idea. Explosions have become so normalized in Sweden that SVT, Sweden's equivalent of the BBC, did not even mention the three explosions in the country's capital on its national news program that evening. And in fact, we've covered other stories where left-wing Swedish newspapers will literally send out reporters to harass people who've posted comments online about maybe diversity not being such a strength, to go out literally bang on their doors and, you know, accuse them of being hateful bigots. So the news, the main news network in Sweden, when they had three explosions in their capital city, did not even mention it on that night's news program. Consider the statistics. Between January and June this year, more than 100 explosions were reported in the country, up from 70 last year. A total of more than 160 suspected attacks with explosives were reported last year. And that went from basically no grenade attacks, no explosive attacks, to 160 a year. The mainstream news is not talking about it. And listen to this. This is what Wilhelm Agrell, professor of intelligence analysis at Lund University, said. He said that the situation's become so dire that the integrity of the Swedish state is in jeopardy. Does that signify to you that diversity is a strength when the problem is so dire, according to this Swedish professor, by no means a right-wing extremist, saying it literally threatens the power monopoly of the state? They're talking about a mini civil war in some areas. The postmen in Sweden can't even go out and deliver packages and parcels in these no-go area ghettos because they get attacked. The fire service gets attacked. They get stones, they get bricks thrown at them if they try to put out fires, because, of course, car fires are another offshoot aspect of this great cultural enrichment program. So Agrell said, quote, "The state's monopoly on violence, the actual token of a sovereign government, has been hollowed out bit by bit and no longer exists. The armed criminal violence is having effects that are increasingly similar to those of terrorism." So you actually have a state of low-level urban terrorism, pre-Civil War-type scenarios. And again, the statistics show, and we had the one of the big police chiefs in Sweden a couple of years ago come out and say, his name was Peter Springer, he went down the list of suspects in these violent attacks, these explosive attacks, these grenade attacks, and he said virtually every name was an Islamic name. That is the source of the problem. Meanwhile, in Sweden, Swedish teen has ear cut off in brutal gang robbery. An 18-year-old young man had his ear partially or totally cut off by a youth gang who was said to have robbed him of everything except his underwear. And in fact, there was a local government that put out a commercial, a video, advertising for people to come and live in its area, to come and visit its area, comparing their relative tranquility to what's happening in some of these no-go areas, such as Malmo and areas of Stockholm, of course, for merely putting out an ad that said, "Let's make Sweden look like Sweden again," they were dragged. They were demonized as racists. Of course, the government's response to all this, despite the Sweden Democrats, the populist party, getting into parliament, 18% of the national vote, but the Swedish government's response to the soaring violent crime, to the soaring rape stats, is to take the money from inheritance, which is they've got nobody to pass on to because they've got no relatives who are alive, and give it to fund drag queen story time. That's the Swedish government's response. Absolutely.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
We had 100,000, 150,000 Poles marching on the streets, again, in revolt, in resistance to the globalist agenda, to the cultural imposition that both Islam and the LGBT agenda has had on other European countries. Several more examples of that here, again, exemplifying why those Poles were so energetic, so engaged in marching against this kind of thing. Because in Sweden, we've also had massive problems with the Islamic call to prayer being broadcast on loudspeakers in local areas and local residents protesting against that, but the government shoving it through. Headline out of Voice of Europe, Netherlands mosques amplified call to prayer silenced by a cut cable. Intensely amplified call to prayer at Amsterdam's Blue Mosque, which was set to be heard for the first time last Friday in the New West district of Amsterdam, was silenced by someone who cut the sound system's cable. Tomorrow they're just going to do it again. The Blue Mosque was set to be the first mosque in the Dutch capital, where the call to prayer broadcast would be amplified over loudspeakers. Dutch daily newspaper De Telegraaf reports. Of course, the reason they're doing that is because they want to turn Amsterdam into Islamabad. Basically, that's what it's all about, occupying the territory. If you can broadcast that out, you know, to where it reaches people half a mile down the road, that then becomes your territory, basically. The controversial plan has faced plenty of resistance from Amsterdam locals who believe the amplification of the call to prayer to ungodly levels is aggressive, unnecessary, obnoxious, and runs counter to Dutch values. Despite this, they went ahead with it anyway because it had been approved by the government and somebody cut the cord, but they're just going to do it again. Geert Wilders, the leader of the National Populist Freedom Party, voiced his feelings about the mosque plan to amplify its call to prayer in a tweet, writing, "Screaming hate palaces must all close. Do it in Saudi Arabia, but not here. This is our country, and Islam does not belong in the Netherlands." But again, it's the local politicians who, by the way, when you look at the stats, none of them live, even the leftists, the Greens, none of them choose to live in the areas with the highest concentration of mosques or anywhere near the so-called no-go zones. Isn't that interesting? They don't really tend to practice what they preach, do they? Meanwhile, in other cultural enrichment news, in Germany, Syrian and Afghan asylum seekers attack village disco with machetes. Syrian and Afghan asylum seekers attacked a village disco in a small German village armed with machetes after two were kicked out by a bouncer. This is another one of their favorite things that they seem to like to do. There was a case in Frankfurt when a group of asylum seekers did basically the same thing. You know, a couple of them, what happens, you know, a couple of them will get in the club or in the disco. They'll start harassing women. They'll get kicked out by the bouncers. And then half an hour later, a gang of 20 or 30 of their friends just turn up and start attacking the building with clubs and machetes. We've seen this in numerous European cities over the past 3 years. This incident occurred on Saturday in the village of Trebin in Brandenburg. A group of around 10 migrants attempted to hack down the door to the building with their machetes. The bouncer said the asylum seekers attempted to slash him in the neck, but he was able to fend them off and get inside. And then, of course, they brought their friends and the situation got worse, as they're prone to do. Meanwhile, France is target of more Islamic terror attacks than any other EU state. A new study shows that over half of the terror attacks in the EU occurred in France. They also have massive problems with actual jihadists working in airport security. What could possibly go wrong? Also in France, it's coming up to the one-year anniversary of the Yellow Vest demonstrations, which, of course, is part of this theme of the revolt against globalism. Naturally, that's going to die down, and it has over the past few months, but it seems like it's going to be back in bigger numbers than we've seen in recent times. Headline out of Voice of Europe, Yellow Vest planned demonstrations for the protest movement's first birthday. Of course, the origins of that demonstration, that massive protest, that massive uprising, was the globalist imposition on the rural communities in France when they hiked the gas taxes and other taxes related to livestock and farming. That brought the farmers out onto the streets of Paris. Then we saw a similar thing in Holland with the farmer protest there because, of course, they're trying to slash their ability to produce livestock in half, again, to satisfy Green New Deal-style climate taxes. The massive revolt against globalism, against carbon taxes, is accelerating in virtually every European country. And now the Yellow Vest organizers have called on the French public to gather next Saturday on the Champs-Élysées in Paris. The Champs-Élysées, of course, the site where they banned protests entirely back in March to try and put a cap on this. But on Tuesday, the co-founder of the Yellow Vest Citizens sent a request to hold the new demonstration, the one-year anniversary demonstration, on the Champs-Élysées. And the authorities are likely to say no. So again, there's going to be another clash between the Yellow Vests and the police likely to happen this weekend. We'll continue to monitor that. But it seems like the Yellow Vests are back as the revolt against globalism across Europe accelerates. Meanwhile, we've had a lot of fake hate crimes, fake racist attacks in the United States. They're also not uncommon across Europe. We had another one today in Helsinki, Finland. Somali Social Democrat politician faked racist taxi story. This was a Social Democrat Party politician, Abdirahim Hussein, who admitted to making up a hate hoax about a racist passenger in his taxi because he was, quote, angry. The Somalian immigrant and left-wing politician retracted his fictitious account of experiencing racist verbal abuse from a passenger in his taxi after the taxi company found that GPS data from the cab tracker refuted his claims. He apologized for lying. Of course, he'll face no consequences whatsoever, and it's likely that the raft of left-wing politicians and commentators who supported his initial claims will also face no consequences whatsoever. Meanwhile, in Hong Kong, where they're having their own backlash against authoritarianism, headline out of Breitbart, 15-year-old boy hospitalized, 70-year-old man killed in Hong Kong street battles. The 15-year-old boy in Hong Kong is in critical condition after undergoing emergency brain surgery on Wednesday night after a blow to his head, most likely the impact of a tear gas canister fired by the police. And a 70-year-old man died after spending the night in intensive care for a head injury from a brick thrown during a street battle, while a man dressed in black clothing favored by protesters fell to his death under unclear circumstances. Now remember, one of the primary reasons the Hong Kong demonstrators are out on the streets is because of their opposition to mass migration from China. Chinese people can move to Hong Kong, they can immediately get welfare, health benefits, they can become citizens of Hong Kong basically immediately. They introduce their own culture, it clashes with the more westernized Hong Kong culture, and that's why many of those protesters are still out on the streets. And today we have yet another warning that the crackdown, the military Beijing Tiananmen Square style crackdown, could be imminent, because the president of China has remarked, Zero Hedge reports, President Xi warned stopping the storm and restoring order in Hong Kong is China's top priority. He said it was their most urgent task. And basically, a lot of people are asking the question, which has been asked before, is a crackdown imminent? Hong Kong's already gone into recession. I think their GDP was minus 3.2. Tons of money is flooding out of Hong Kong into Singapore. It's no longer becoming a trustworthy place to invest. Of course, the dichotomy is if China rolls in with tanks and enforces a brutal crackdown, Tiananmen Square style, Hong Kong will never probably recover from that, and it will never be a major financial hub ever again. So these are the high stakes we have right now. They rotated troops into Hong Kong. They called it a rotation several months ago. It wasn't a rotation. It was actually beefing up the number of Chinese troops within Hong Kong in preparation for this potential crackdown, which, again, some people are now saying could be imminent. Meanwhile, Disney puts outdated cultural depictions trigger warning on old movies, because we had the controversy last week over the John Legend song. He rewrote Baby It's Cold Outside to retract the misogynistic nature of the lyrics. And what's funny about that is he changed all the lyrics to make it look as if, you know, in the song, there's the relationship between the guy and the girl. The girl's saying, oh, I should really go home. He's saying, no, you should stay. It's cold outside. That's, of course, rape culture now in 2019. But they had to change the lyrics of that to such an extent that they changed the entire meaning of the song. So now it looks like the singer, John Legend in this case, is trying to hide his affair from his wife, who's just arrived home, by basically telling her to leave, that she has to leave immediately. So they completely changed the entire premise of the song just to make it woke, and it actually looks even less woke. Well, now Disney's new streaming service has included trigger warnings on old movies that caution the viewer about outdated cultural depictions, again genuflecting at the altar of political correctness. It's going to wrap it up for the show. War Room with Owen Troy is coming up next. Breaking news at Summit.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.